$1 is 20 Mexican pesos. And with $1, you can buy a soda. You can pay for four subway tickets. And I have also think how it's going to be if the Europeans didn't come to here. Maybe we were another kind of society.
Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast Expats Exposed. My name is Adu. Hope you're all doing fine wherever you are. Hope the pandemic has kind of ended from maybe, or is it still happening in your country? Did you get a vaccine shot? I don't know. So hope everything's fine with you and your family. Well, today I'm here with Daniel Montaña. He is my Spanish teacher. 3 weeks ago, I started studying Spanish and we've been having classes and it's really cool. So I wanted to bring him here because he has traveled. He's from Colombia, but he has traveled around Latin America. And he's currently in Mexico City. So we're going to talk about his experience in Mexico and also more specifically, a bit more of Mexico City, where he is right now. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, Edu. I'm fine. What about you?
I'm great. It's funny to speak English with you, right?
Yes, I like.
Okay. That's good. Danny, the first question is, am I a good Spanish student?
Yes, you are. Because you are always not learning, not just in the lessons. You are every time listening music and seeing TV series, reading letters or material in Spanish, and that works for you. You have a lot of vocabulary and it's nice to talk with you.
Good. I love having our classes. And today we of course, we'll talk about Mexico because you're there. But can you first explain what a little bit about you? What do you do? And how did you get from Colombia to Mexico now?
Okay. Well, I was born in Colombia, in Bogota specifically. I've been living in there for all my life. But 6 years ago, I started to travel in Latin America because I really love this culture. I am a bacteriologist. I was working the last 3 years on the clinical research field, but I get a little bit tired about this job. It was so interesting, but was so tiring. So I decided to take a break. So I decided to travel here to Mexico, because I haven't had the opportunity before. And I really love the Mexican culture. So I quit my job and I just buy a ticket and come to Mexico City. From now, I've been here for 3 months and I start teaching in Italki 1 month ago. And that's the way I have covered some expenses here in Mexico, but also I have saved a lot of money. So that's a little bit of my history.
So it's really cool that you're having a good time there in Mexico. And you mentioned Italki. So that's how I found you, of course. And we started having classes. So guys, I'm going to leave. If you don't know what Italki is, it's basically a community where you can go there, look in the profile and find a teacher of basically any language in the world. And that's how I found Danny, and he's been teaching me. So if you would like to have class with him, I highly recommend him. And I'm going to leave the link below in the show notes of his Italki profile. So Danny, you said that you bought a ticket and you went to Mexico. Before going to Mexico, you probably had a view, a stereotypical, I don't know, view or impression of Mexico, the Mexicans and the Mexican culture. Can you share what were your first impressions of Mexico when you arrived there?
I was planning this travel a lot of years before, but just something happened and I couldn't come in the past. So I have studied a lot about the geography, culture, gastronomy of Mexico. And before coming here, I applied for a voluntary in Mexico City at an application that is called World Backpackers. So I get the voluntary in a little hotel in Mexico City. So my first impression when I arrived to Mexico was so good because the host was a really kind person. He makes me feel like I was in home. The first day he just say, just rest. You must be tired of your travel because from Bogota to Mexico City, you have to travel for around 6 hours. So I get tired. I arrive at 2 a.m. and was really nice to have a rest. Later, he just say, you are in your home. You can eat all you want to eat. And he cooked for us, for the employees and the volunteers all the time. Another impression was that the food, that the Mexican food that you eat in your country is nothing related with the real Mexican food. They have a lot of dishes, a lot of ways to cook the tortillas. That is his main ingredient. Many people say that Mexico City is so dangerous. But when I arrive, I realize that it's not too much in that way. It's a big city with a lot of security, a lot of police, security camps. If you are careful, you are safe. But by my experience, I consider that you can explore the city quietly and go to the many touristic places safe. So I don't consider that is too dangerous. I've been there for almost 2 months. Every time was safe. Okay, another impression that you realize when you arrive to Mexico City is that it's a really big city. So it takes at least 2 weeks to know some places, but know all of them. And also you realize that in Mexico City, there are many museums. And that's really good because you learn a lot about Mexican culture.
And what about, you mentioned that the guy who, your boss, the voluntary job, you mentioned that he was very friendly and very nice to you and you felt at home. But what about the other Mexicans that you've met? And what about the foreigners or the expat community there? Is there a big group of foreigners there?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of foreign people here in Mexico, not just in Mexico City, in all over Mexico. Because now in the pandemic time, is one of the only countries in the world that allow to you to get here without many restrictions. So you can come here and you don't need a COVID test or a lot of papers or a lot of things. They just ask you for the comeback flight and that you can show that you have money to being here.
And Danny, what about the foreigners there? Where are they from? And where did you meet them? Are they all in Mexico City or spread throughout the country?
Okay, I just have traveled between three states that are Mexico State, Oaxaca, and Chiapas. And I found that as Mexico has its doors open, many immigrants come here, mainly for the economic and political crisis that we are living now in Latin America. There are many people from Guatemala, El Salvador, Venezuela, Argentina, and Colombia. I could say that compose the most of the people, the immigrant people living here in Mexico, but you also can find people from all over the world, mainly in Mexico City, because it's a so touristic place and the people really likes to go there. I meet people from France, from Holland, from Germany, from Asia. There are people from all over the world, Brazilians too. Something interesting is that in the coast, in the beach, there are many Argentinians. They love the beach. I consider that Mexicans are one of the most charm and friendly people in Latin America. They are really, really good. When I used an application that is Couch Surfing, and I meet a lot of friends, and they allow me to stay at their home. I was in the house of a Mexican for like 2 weeks, and I didn't have to pay anything.
Really?
We meet each other, and we just share the lunch. We learn about our cultures. He was really friendly. He even invited us to lunch several times. And he showed us a lot of places, of touristic places in the city. He's really kind.
That's true.
And
nice.
the people is always, they always want to help you. If you ask them for a direction, for an address, sorry, or for a way to get to some place, they indicate you very well. I also consider that as the most of the Latin American people, for Mexicans, the family is so important. So that's good. They share always food and drinks and dance, cumbia, and it's nice. They really like party, and they really like to drink and to dance.
Okay, good, good. That's the image that I have, actually, of the Mexicans. When we see the Mexicans in the World Cup, the Football World Cup, they're usually very loud, always partying, and always really happy. So, yeah, that's really cool. I've never been to Mexico, but I really want to go there. So, if a foreigner is going to Mexico, which places, apart from Mexico City, because you already mentioned Mexico City, but what other places do you think foreigners should visit in Mexico?
I consider that Mexico is a good place for everyone, because in here you have a lot of landscapes and you can adapt as the way you like to travel. So if you just want to relax and you like the beach, you can visit the Riviera Maya, Cancun, Quintana Roo, Yucatan, Tulum. There are beautiful beaches, but they are the most known. But Mexico has a lot of beaches in all their coast. I recommend the Oaxaca coast. There you can find a circuit of beaches, and they are really special, are beautiful. It's the Pacific. You can go to Puerto Escondido. You also can go to Mazunte. There are also a nude beach that is called Zipolite. You can visit Huatulco, Puerto Angelito. And also in Oaxaca, if you don't want to go to the beach, you can make more cultural tourism. You can visit Oaxaca de Juarez. And in there, you will find a lot of handcrafts. You can learn how they made looms, black clays, handcrafts, and alebrijes. And also in there, you can find ruins in a place that's called Monte Albán. That was one of the cities of the Zapoteco culture. So in Oaxaca, there's the ruins. And if you want to go to another kind of place, you could also find the mountains in Oaxaca and go to San Jose del Pacifico. It's a cold place, but it's surrounded by a forest. Also, if you like the cities, I consider you should just go to Mexico City, but there are also another big cities like Monterrey, Guadalajara, Puebla. And another kind of thing is that if you like churches, in Puebla, you can find a lot of churches. In Puebla, there are over 200 churches. So if you are religious or just like the religious art, You can check it that place. Mexico is a really Catholic country. One of the most important and cultural events here in Mexico, it's the Day of the Dead, El Día de los Muertos. It's in November the 2nd. And in that date, the people just celebrate with his relatives that pass away. And they shared food and drinks in the graveyards. So it's another way to see the dead. Yes, maybe in my country, we see the dead as something so sad. We just cry for the people we lost. But in here in Mexico, it's kind of a party or a celebration, more a celebration. And it's a very beautiful tradition because they say the dead as part of the life. And even if their familiars are not still with them in the earth, they celebrate with them in that date. And the best place to celebrate this holiday is in Oaxaca de Juarez. There I make a lot of handcrafts and has a lot of different cultures, and the celebration is so big. And also in an island in Michoacán that is called Janitzio, Pátzcuaro. There and in all over the country is a big celebration, but Mexican have told me about that two places.
Perfect. I would love to go to. I've seen a lot of videos and pictures, and friends who have been there, they said it was an amazing celebration. You said Mexico is a very Catholic country, right? But what about being LGBTQIA plus there? Is it complicated? Is it okay? I mean, I know you are in Mexico City, the largest city. How is it there?
I consider that in Mexico City is a good place to be LGBTQ because they are like really open-minded about that. You can see in the city many boys and girls taking off their hands, kissing, showing his love, and it's okay. I consider that it's not just from Mexico. It's in all Latin America that our culture is too sexism. And maybe your father or your family rather that you be a burglar than a gay or something like that in some families. But the government and the city, it's working on prevent the homophobia. And I consider that in Mexico City, you could be gay quietly.
That's good. Yeah.
There are a lot of places of gay places. You can find those places in La Roma Norte, La Zona Rosa.
It's okay. So we're talking now more specifically about Mexico City. Okay. You've been there for 3 months. Can you share a bit of your costs? Like, how much have you been paying for rent or groceries or transport? You can focus on like what's important for foreigners to know before they go. What is the most expensive and what is perhaps cheap?
Well, compared with other countries in Latin America, Mexico is in the medium. Yes, I consider that maybe you travel to Colombia or Peru or even Ecuador is cheaper. Mexico is in the middle, but it's cheaper than Chile or Uruguay. $1 is 20 Mexican pesos. And with $1, you can buy a soda. You can pay for 4 subway tickets. It's really cheap, the subway in here.
Wow.
The rent in Mexico City is expensive. Depends of the place in the city. In some places, you, as Polanco, you should pay like, I consider that $1,000 or $2,000. But I stayed in a place in the center of Mexico City, and my friend just was paying like $200 per month.
For what? For a studio, a one-bedroom apartment, what?
Two bedrooms apartment.
$200?
$200, yes, $200. It's cheap.
It's cheap. It's very cheap.
You can find that cheap and so expensive. Depends on the zone of the city. And near to Mexico City is cheaper. For example, I am living in a town close to the Mexico City. It's called Toluca. And in here, we rent a house with another friend for like $300.
And what is it in the house? How many bedrooms and everything?
Okay, in here, there are three big rooms with closets, a backyard, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, and two baths.
Wow.
It's cheap. It's cheaper here than in Mexico.
What about groceries and other costs?
Okay, if you go to a supermarket, it's more expensive than if you go to a traditional market. I recommend people, if they come to Mexico, that they could buy in the traditional market, because you can find very fresh fruits and chicken and meat and groceries and all you need. And it's kind of crazy, because in there you can find a lot of things that you can imagine. It's not just the groceries. They're also food stations, and you can eat what you want. Tacos, tortas, tortillas, tlayudas, tlacoyos, a lot of things.
Could you mention like the top five places that a tourist should visit in Mexico City specifically? Top five tourist attractions.
If you go to Mexico City, you should visit at first, I consider the Zócalo, that was the main square and the main city of the Mexica Empire, the city of Tenochtitlan. Upon the temple of Tenochtitlan, a cathedral was built. That was what the Spanish did in the colonization. So you can find the ruins of the Tenochtitlan temple and upon the church, the Spanish church, the cathedral. And it's a big square, one of the biggest in the world. From the Zócalo, you can walk for a sidewalk and you could arrive to the Palacio de Bellas Artes.
Yeah, the
one of the most iconic buildings in Mexico City. In there, you can find a museum, and beside the building, you can find a big park that is called La Alameda. In there, you can just go for a walk, talk with a friend, or drink a soda, or eat something. That would be the second place. Another place that you should visit in Mexico City is the Chapultepec Forest, El Bosque de Chapultepec. In there, you can find a lot of activities to do. You can go in a boat in the lake. You also can just go for a walk and visit the zoo. And in there, you can find the Chapultepec Castle, El Castillo de Chapultepec. In there, one of the last conquerors of Mexico, the Belgians, Maximiliano and Carlota, live in there. And if you go there, you can see the way he lives, because they were the realness. And you also can see a side of the Reforma Avenue. That is one of the most important in Mexico. So another place that you have to visit is the Independence Angel, El Ángel de la Independencia. That is one of the most iconic sculpture in Mexico City. I say that is the most. For many manifestations, the monument is being repaired. So Now it's not available to visit, but you can see it in the Avenida Reforma. Okay, and the last place that you should visit if you are in Mexico City, but it's not in Mexico City, it's close, it's from 1 hour to Mexico City, is the Teotihuacan ruins. In there you can find the sun and the moon pyramids, and it was one of the most important cities of the Mexicas. So it's impressive. It's a really historical place, and in there you can feel a special vibe. And in there you can imagine how was the life of the natives, the way they live, the way they see the stars. And I have also think how it's going to be if the Europeans didn't come to here. Maybe we were another kind of society, but well, it's something that you think in a place like this. It's really nice. I really recommend. And it's cheap. You have just to pay $4 to the ticket. And also near to the ruins, you can find a magic town that is called San Martin de las Pirámides. It's a really small town, but in there you can have a lunch and take some pictures and just come back to Mexico City. You have to make this tour for 1 day.
These are very good recommendations. Very cool. And it seems like there's a lot to do. It's cheap. And there is a lot of culture, right, as well, that you can discover, like Mexican culture. So just before we go, Danny, I want to ask you, do you have any final tips for people who are thinking about visiting or living in Mexico?
I have just one advice, not only from Mexico, just for the place you go. It's that you trust in people. Not in everyone, but just trust in people. Here in Mexico, people is really friendly, and they also give you good recommendations. And as they are very friendly, they can allow you to stay in their homes. So I recommend to use these kind of applications like Couchsurfing, so you can save a lot of money, because stay in another place, in a hotel, I think is expensive. So it's a way to save money. Another way is, if you're going to be here for a long time, go to the traditional market and buy the groceries and cook by yourself, because it's cheaper than buy the food in the street. But you have to taste the street food, but no all the days.
Yeah.
And also, the food is spicy, but it's not just that always is spicy. Just if you ask for a sausage or something like that. So I recommend you that if you don't like the spicy food, just say, please, don't put the sausage.
Okay.
And it's going to be okay. Just enjoy the place. And before come here, just take in mind what place do you want to go, because Mexico, it's really big. So make a plan.
Yes.
So, and that depends of what you like. In here, there are a lot of things, as I said before. Deserts, seas, mountains, forests, big cities, culture. It's a really, really nice place to visit.
Perfect, perfect. Thanks a lot. I am planning to go to Mexico. Before I go, I'll talk to you, and then you can help me decide where to go. But I'm definitely planning to go this year or maybe next year. I'll definitely go there.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot for the talk. Okay, Danny.
Okay. Thanks to you.
For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpat.